Jeff Rodell and Matthew Schwartz, two producers who were involved in some artistic endeavors since the flood, are with us. And JC, let's go to their recording, Fight the Flood, and give it a listen, and we'll talk with these two fine gentlemen.
This is how we fight.
That's the signature song from the album from Matthew Schwartz and Jeff Rodell. And Jeff, as I noted, some folks will remember you in this studio as the editor of 225. Now you're on the other side of the microphone talking about an artistic endeavor. And Jeff is an artistic man with many interests. But how did this one get started?
Thanks, Jim. Well, I think my biggest role in this really was my prior relationship to really talented musicians and songwriters here in Baton Rouge. So maybe just two or three days after the flood, I was talking to Barrett Black, who's a local songwriter, and John Tully, who owns the legendary Noise Floor recording studio. And we started coming up with an idea of maybe seeing, you know, it started with just checking in on how everybody was doing with the flood, because it was immediate and there were a lot of needs all around us. And and we called Matthew and we called some other talented friends of ours, and we met up, and a song started to form, and then some others came after that.
On that particular song, Fight the Flood, the vocals were from the King David Baptist Church, weren't they?
Yes. Nancy Armstrong Holmes is a beautiful choir director there. They're amazing. They're in North Baton Rouge, super talented. So they're on the track, as well as some singer-songwriter and rock and roll vocalists here in Baton Rouge.
And Matthew, you've been doing this for a little while. There had to be some inspiration for you to participate.
Yeah, I actually, the first day we had was at the Dyson House, and I actually played there a day or two before when the flood was, I guess, happening, when the rain was coming, and no one showed up to the show. and so we all got together at that location and started writing the song, and with Jacob Zachary and Luke Ash.
James West is calling in, and James, I think you have some involvement as well. Tell us about your participation.
Yes, hi. I helped out with a bit of the songwriting process and played some piano on the track, and also did a remix of the song y'all just heard, Fight the Flood, for the compilation album that we put together.
Well, this compilation album, for those who have an interest, how would they give it a listen?
So you can stream it on fighttheflood.bandcamp.com.
You might want to repeat that.
Fighttheflood.bandcamp.com. So that's the website for the project as well, fighttheflood.bandcamp.com. And you can download the whole album. It's seven songs for $7.99. And the important thing really is that all of those proceeds go to the Capillary United Way's Flood Relief Fund. And so all of the dozens and dozens of musicians and songwriters who participated, who spent a lot of time, and time during a really tough time, even in our families and friends' lives, took some time out of their day and their schedule to share their talent with the city to create an anthem and a set of songs that are really meaningful about the recovery.
And there's much work that needs to be done.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I think is so cool about actually the album coming out a year later.
Right. Yeah. Well, I still know people that are still not in their homes. So we're hoping that this can help those people be able to finally be able to settle down and get back to normal life.
It's apropos that a community known for its music would respond in this way, and it's nice that you've taken this initiative.
It's you know, I think like James called in, which is great, and Luke Ash is a songwriter who would be here, but is on the road. And I think there's always this impulse during a destructive time or during a difficult time to create something, maybe. And Matt, as a great songwriter, can speak to that as well. But you know, creation from destruction, I think, is a very therapeutic process.
The best songs come from some kind of destruction, I believe. Yeah.
And calling in from Annapolis, Maryland, is Luke Ash. Luke, good morning to you. And I think you, like our previous caller, James West, you have some involvement in this project.
Yes. I've got a whole lot of music going on in my ear there. Hey, good morning.
We can hear you.
Hey, Luke.
We can hear you.
Okay. Hey. I'm sorry, what was your question? There was
your involvement in the project.
Oh, yeah. So we got together there at the Dyson House and kind of all bounced around some ideas, and I got to sing on the Fight the Flood tune, the first, I guess, lead vocalist that you hear on that tune. And then I wrote a song called The More You Got to Lose, that's on the project as well.
All right. Well, congratulations on your fine work. And once again, the website, Jeff, is?
Fighttheflood.bandcamp.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthew Schwartz, as
Thanks
well.
Thanks for having me.